Squad, what is up? How's everybody doing today? I hope you're all out there getting after it, keeping your lives together, doing what you need to do. Today we have another episode on the show with Tyler Fontaine. I'm going to be your host, obviously. And what we're going to do today is a Rise and Grind episode. Okay, so this is one of the personal development, motivational, etc., etc. If you're familiar with the previous podcast, then you will understand the frame we're coming from here. And actually, the topic we're going to be discussing today is your frame, okay? So the frame of reference, the point of view, the standard operating procedure in which you fucking orient yourself in the world, okay? That is what we're talking about today. I think it's super important to bring this up because it's helped me a lot. I see a lot of other people who focus on it and do it well, whether they know it or not. And it seems to really help them with their interpersonal relations, whether that's business, personal, whatever the case may be. And I think it sets a precedent when you start operating in your frame appropriately, because it allows you to become more consistent and allows you to define certain sets of parameters, if you will, as to how you're going to handle day-to-day situations, whatever they may be. So this is going to be a quick episode. We're going to breeze through this, and we're just going to jump into what is the frame, right? What is a frame? So a frame is going to be the frame of reference, how you perceive the world. It's not only just like the frame of reference, it's the mindset that goes along with it. It's the behaviors that you produce with it. It is how you're oriented in whatever situation you're in. Okay, so that is the frame, right? Now, what we want to do is control that frame so that we can get what we want out of the relationships we have, out of the interactions we have when we communicate with other people and things like that. And when you are operating within a certain frame, you have a set of logical parameters, if you will, that you have predetermined and established so that you can then act accordingly to make a decision, to tell someone a certain piece of information, to withhold that piece of information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the main things with this is going to be your emotional control. That's going to be super important. The other part is, you know, what frame are you operating within at that moment, being conscious of it in general, and then, you know, acting as if, and we'll get to that in just a second. But so the frame is the mindset that you're operating from. It's the standard operating procedure, if you will, and you can logically dictate what frame or how you want your frame to be, right? So let's say, I'll give you an easy example. You have the leader and you have the follower, right? You have the boss and the subordinate, whatever, however you want to look at that relationship, some sort of business relationship with the hierarchical someone in charge, and then you have someone below you. If you are the leader, it is very important to operate from the frame of a leadership role within whatever business you're in, within whatever organization you're a part of, and to then bring those attributes, or what would be perceived as those attributes by the people around you, to the forefront and act accordingly, something that is congruent with what the frame of a leader would be within your job or your organization or what have you. So, for example, let's say, you know, there was a project on a timeline and, you know, 2 weeks to complete it, whatever the case may be, and we're coming up to the end of the timeline and the work's not done. Now, the subordinates knew what the deal was. They, you know, you've communicated the job that you wanted effectively to them previously, and something's just lacking. We don't really know what it is. Why are they not completing the job? If you are operating as the leader, you must remain in that frame as the leader at all times, okay? So you come in, you talk to the subordinates, you talk to the followers, the employees, whoever they may be, and okay, project's not on time, okay? It's not gonna pass the deadline, It's going to go past the deadline, excuse me. It's not going to be ready for it. The leader now, one, all the followers know that the leader is here and that he's going to be, he or she will be acting like a leader, okay? They're supposed to be. Now, sometimes it doesn't happen, but we're talking about how do we do that? How do we do that to make sure that we continue to act like a leader in that situation? One, you have a certain set of metrics that a leader embodies, a certain set of qualities, behaviors, language patterns, standards that they're willing to uphold, things that they're willing to let go. And you have to know what that is before you operate from that point of view and be able to make it as congruent as possible. So this, the way you develop the frame comes with logic. So we're going to use logical parameters as the leader and say, okay, first of all, as the leader, everything that they touched is their fault, right? So whether the employee didn't do it or they didn't do it, at the end of the day, it's the leader's fault because the project's not going to get done. You're going to have to call that client, call that other part of the organization, whoever the project may be for, and say, hey, listen, we dropped the ball on this. I don't know what to tell you. So the leader has to take accountability for this. The leader has to come up with some sort of plan or bring the correct people in the room who are capable of putting a plan together to figure out the solution to the problem that has now been, you know, addressed. And the leader has to maintain emotional control. They should have great inner working, great knowledge of the inner workings of their team, of the people on it, the dynamic of the team itself, how they communicated with one another and why this they weren't able to bring this project up to fruition. They should understand whatever the project is, right? The potential obstacles that come with it. And they need to be operating with that understanding while all of these things are going on. So now we're fire drilling, right? We're almost at the deadline. We're not going to make it. There's a problem. Staff's losing their mind. You know, whoever you have promised to deliver, make deliverables to, it's not going to happen. And so the leader has to sit back and say, okay, what would a leader do here? What would I as the leader do here? And every response that they give to an inquiry, to a question, every potential solution that is offered has to be offered from the frame of the leadership, okay? They have to be thinking outside of the box. They have to be not only listening to what the staff is saying, but looking at the macro level while simultaneously incorporating whatever this micro issue is and saying, okay, is this going to be a world-ending thing? Is this going to affect other projects, other deadlines, and kind of put all those pieces together? As this happens, though, this does not mean that the leader is playing every card they have at once. Okay, they're not necessarily popping off on people and making them, you know, just kind of putting them down, saying, hey, you suck at life, this is why, blah, 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 you know, what the fuck's going on here? They don't take accountability, right? So the leader remains in frame the whole time, stating, okay, we're collecting all the information, we're going to make the adjustment, call the audible as needed, who are the people involved that are needed to do that? Okay, we're going to get those people on that task, great, no problem. Okay, what can we do with the client experience here? Whoever the deliverable is for, how do we come up with the resolution for that? And then how do we address that this issue in general, how did it occur? How do we make sure it doesn't happen again, right? And so the leader, even though all this shit show is happening, you have someone on the staff, let's say the deliverable was some sort of multimedia package for some social media packet or whatever. And it's like, well, we're not going to have that, so we're not going to be able to push out this new project with the promo and everything else. Okay, cool. Well, the perspective of the artist, the visual designer, whoever it is, the perspective of the marketing person who's running physical campaigns on whether it's Facebook or Instagram, wherever it may be, the team lead for that, if there is one, the client now that there is, right, or whoever the customer service sales rep, etc., that's working with the client, each one of these people have their own perspective and their own frame that they're operating from, and they're not taking into account all the things the leader should be taking into account when they're operating from their frame. Another good example of frame control would be a parent to a child. So 6-year-old child, does something out of pocket, breaks something, throws something, tantrum status, whatever the fucking case may be. It's usually not an appropriate response for the parent to tantrum status, break something, and throw something and freak out. That wouldn't be the parent operating within their frame. They are the parent. They should be in charge of this situation. They should understand that this child, whoever it may be, 6, 7, 4, 10 years old, and say, hey, okay, that person, that little child, is not capable of having the mental stability, the emotional stability, the endurance, the stamina, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that a grown-ass adult would have. And so even though we could be emotionally charged by what's occurring, the parent should remain in frame as best as they can to make sure that we can come up with some sort of solution, segue this child out of the tantrum or whatever the case may be, while remaining in frame the whole time. The moment they slip and they allow emotion to come in front of the logic, and they say, okay, no longer I am a parent, I'm going to react emotionally to this situation, I'm going to freak out, yell, scream, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, do something that's counterproductive, okay? You're already losing now. And the reason you're losing is because you broke frame. You have to be conscious of the frame that you're in. Every room you walk into, every situation you step in front of, you should be saying to yourself, okay, what frame am I bringing to the table here, and what point of reference am I operating from? Because, go back to the leadership example, you have the leader and the follower. What happens when the leader talks to his boss? The dynamic has shifted now, right? So now the leader is now a follower or a subordinate talking to the new leader, and the frame that he must bring must be everything that he has for his team, but now for a level of accountability and scrutiny that is going to come upon him from the leader above him. And the leader above him may not necessarily care what happened on the micro level with his team and et cetera. He may just be wanting results from that individual now who was a leader and now has to operate from the follower's frame of reference, right? And the best way, so that's what frame is, right? That's how it's utilized. I hope you have some sort of understanding of it at this point. You are operating from a frame of reference, whatever you want to call it, at all times. Okay? So whether you know it or not, you are doing this. So it's better to become logical and conscious of this. So this way, you can control as best as you can how you operate to bring yourself towards whatever goal you have in mind. So in the example of the project getting done, if the leader comes in, freaks out on subordinates, acts out of frame and starts to like put himself in the dirt, and maybe he's not operating from a leadership perspective and he's kind of just freaking out and creating more chaos than actually bringing in some order here, what's going to happen is the project's not going to get done. Things aren't going to happen. Same thing with the parent. Not going to get the goal achieved in mind. You want the kid to go to bed, but the kid's freaking out and doing the thing, and the parent now steps down to their level, and here we are, 30 minutes past bedtime, kid's not in bed, it's still a shit show, it's still a disaster. So you want to, one, be conscious of the frame that you're putting yourself into. Two, you want to make sure it's the right frame of reference and logically discern what should the frame be, how should I be acting, how am I being perceived by the audience that I am being put in front of, etc. And then you should have a goal in mind. The goal being get the project done, get the kid to bed, whatever the case may be. And the reason you have the goal in mind is because as these emotional things happen when you're in the middle of the situation, you can consistently and cohesively remain in frame knowing that you are acting this way logically, regardless of how you feel emotionally, so that you can attain the end goal at the end. And this is very important. It took me a long time to learn this. I'm still practicing this on a daily basis. But the reason you have the frame is to bring congruency towards who you're becoming as an individual. So not only will it help you navigate these situations better, whether it's the work problem, the personal problem, something with the children, whatever the case may be, it's going to set a specific set of parameters for you to operate from with regularly so that you can have a consistent set of behavior across multiple experiences that occur. So now it was the problem with the child again, problem with the team again at work. You can now come in and they have a predetermined expectation now based on previous interactions with you as to how you're going to respond most likely in this situation. And if that is you're operating from a leadership perspective, taking accountability, providing what is needed to the team on a macro and micro level, putting out the fires as needed, and staying calm, cool, collected while you do it, your team is going to look at you as a leader. If you do not control your frame and you allow yourself to get emotional and you break those things and you lash out and point fingers instead of taking accountability and disrespect people and things like that, you're going to create a culture where your team, your child, your whoever, in whatever situation, is not going to see you as the leader, as the parent, as the person of authority, or whatever the case may be, because you are inconsistently acting out of frame. So, logic is going to help dictate what frame you should be in and what that's supposed to look like for you. Maintaining emotional control with a goal in mind, so that you can stay on task and remain in frame even when the situation is getting shitty, you can then still produce the results that are required. And the biggest part of this, and if you don't really know necessarily how you should be acting or what frame you should operate from, is to act as if. So who are you becoming and what does that person look like? So if you're becoming a leader, if you are becoming a parent, if you are whatever those things, or you are becoming a better leader or a better parent, what does that description look like for that type of person? What behavioral patterns do they have? What type of language patterns do they have? How is their emotional control? What frame of reference do they operate from? Whether they're thinking on a higher level, on a lower level, are they bringing both of those things together? Is their job to steer the ship, or is it their job to give navigation? You need to figure out what your role is and then decide, okay, this is how I'm going to act in these situations. And then that is the frame that you can capture and say, okay, every time that this happens or anytime this type of situation comes across, that is the mode of operation I'm going to be in. And then when I segue into the next day of life or the next situation, you can adjust frames as needed. Doing this on repeat and practicing is going to help you develop the skill set of remaining in frame and staying calm, cool, collected, and remaining equanimic while you are operating your life in general. And it's also going to help you become the person you want to become by looking into the future and saying, okay, what do I need to do right now in these types of situations? And then applying it to the day-to-day life that you have. So I hope this little episode was informative for you. It's the frame control is something that I've been practicing regularly now. There's a lot of other ways that it can be talked about. I could make this episode an hour and a half long if I wanted to. Just go look into it. You know, Google it, YouTube it. Just put in frame control, how to operate frame control, things like that, frame of reference, and kind of just see how you can adjust the lens that you look through on a daily basis, the multiple lenses that you have actually. One good thing that I've done that kind of helped is, okay, how many lenses do I actually have, and write them down. Say which ones are useful, which ones are useless, which ones are ambiguous, and then kind of define what each one of those lenses looks like. And then look at your job, your profession, where you're going, your goals, etc., and say, okay, what frames do I need to be able to develop in order to become who I need to become? So one of them could be, how do you operate from a masculine frame at all times? What does a masculine frame look like, right? What is being a man look like, or a female or feminine frame look like? What does a leadership frame look like, and within what context in your industry? What does a follower's frame look like? What does a helper's frame look like? What does a parent's frame look like? What does a friend's frame look like? And kind of see where you fit in, how many you use, and then use logic to kind of come to the conclusion as to the best way that if I was the best leader I could be, this is how I would act across the board. And then I would remain in that frame of reference and remind myself of it frequently, especially anytime I'm in a leadership position. Same thing with a parent, same thing with being a friend, same thing with being masculine. So, okay, let's define what that is. What are the behavioral patterns, language patterns? What does that look like from the outside? and how do I feel on the inside to make that occur? And then you just operate from that frame. You just keep it, you try to not turn it off. You want to keep it on. You want to improve it, refine it, make it better. And that's pretty much all I got for you. So a little bit of Rise and Grind episode today. I hope everything was good for you guys. I hope you've all had a good week. I hope you're all killing it, getting after it. And yeah, we'll see you on the next one, and take care.